None but the hungry heart. 8:12. Sacrificial service. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:11. The growing Christian is often accused of passivity by the doing Christian. The Lord Jesus was not passive. The Apostle Paul was not passive. Nor is the believer passive who seeks to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Compulsive activity is not necessarily fruitful, as the works of the flesh attest. The Lord keep you in the freshness of faith in Himself, going forth in His work, not undertaking more than He gives you grace for. I have pressed upon my brethren not to give up their secular employment until the work of the Lord so increased upon them that they must give up one or the other. The one who knows best the Father's love will be the best exponent of that love, the best qualified servant for the Father to send on a mission of interest to those who are ignorant of it. Abide in Him. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Under the Mosaic system, love for others was to be the degree in which one loved himself. Under grace, it is to be the degree in which the Lord Jesus has loved the believer and given His life for him. Perversion of truth takes its rise from having the eye turned to man and seeking to make the truth suit him and not to conform man to the truth, so that the way to resolve this difference is by the simple question, is it Godward I am looking or manward? If you only know the work of the Lord Jesus, you are prepared to make sacrifices. But if you know Him as your life, then you are ready to suffer for Him. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 4:12.